Well, here's another
Texas
thing
is
to start off some
town.
Texas topics. We have been hearing about this new Giga Coaster possibility at Six Flags Over Texas in Arlington now for a little bit. It's been at least over a year and a half. A multi-record-breaking roller coaster. Changed the look of the park. We've been hearing about this, and it looks like the substantial announcement from Six Flags will come out on that in September 25th, because they have totally redesigned the Spain portion. They took out the bobsled, Lava Bora last year, El Diablo, the loop-de-loop thing. And now it looks like it's the end of an era, and this would be the end of the Conquistador.
Conquistador.
It's been in the park since 1981, and it will be retired. The Conquistador, the swinging ship. Right there, just as you walk in, and then you take a left, and you end up in Spain.
Aww.
And it was, personally, the first ride, really, that I felt as a kid that I conquered. That I was like, okay, I'm freaked out by everything else, but I'm going to try that. And I lived.
The spirit of Conquistador is alive.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was. And it's been. And that will all that be all that remains, as the Conquistador officially has sailed its last voyage at Six Flags Over Texas.
I know you're serious about this. When you do the head nod, you're like, I'm sorry. I don't even...
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with the ship, but I mean, if we could borrow it, I'd love to finally give it a good Pirates.
So I don't know if you've ever been on...
well wishing. Viking funeral.
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know if you've ever been on Parker County Eats or any of these other,
you know
local
I'm there
things.
Fortnightly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like everybody says, you know, what restaurants do you want? And they say, always say, we want to eat healthy. We want a salad to go. And someone may not be telling the truth on the internet, KB. Mm. 41 locations of salad and go. I've got to go. It's going to be in San Antonio, Houston, and Austin. But Dallas is getting a reprieve.
Well, they got one on Hewlin there in Fort Worth. That's the only one I know of.
Have you ever been there?
I have never stopped. I've never stopped at Salad to Go.
Company,
but I know a lot of people like it.
They want to focus on the Metroplex. And the company still believes in the Texas market.
Yeah.
And our long-term potential.
Yeah.
Now, here's
a
pro tip.
What?
I don't know what the menu looks like. I'm just saying, add some brisket, add some queso, add some ranch water. These can be a salad.
There you go.
We do things.
You see, it's salad, but it's to go. And that's the idea.
I mean, it's perfect for driving.
I mean, stranger things have caught on. Well, as we've talked about, it is the final. A game that started in 1947, except when the skillet was stolen in 1953.
Rude.
Yeah, the great skillet heist of 53. That's what the kids called it. The Iron Skillet, the battle between TCU and SMU, scheduled to play again Saturday morning there at Amon Carter. And so for the final time, it's the annual Dallas-Fort Worth Mayor Bet.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, you got Eric Johnson over there on the Dallas side and our girl Maddie Parker making one last wager ahead, and it's usually, you know, it's like, I'll give you all this brisket if you, you know, but if we win, you got to wear our shirt. And, you know, or something like that. And it's usually fun and things, and that's good. Well, they agreed now the losing city will make a donation to the nonprofit of the opposing mayor's choice. Mm-hmm. And both mayors are leaning into their shared goal of increasing the amount of park green space in their respective cities. So, That's what's on the line. Okay. Or they could just do it.
we could stop building.
So go Frogs.
There's that.
Regardless there. And I understand maybe Mayor Maddie's, you know, less than overjoyed zeal at this kind of wager, because the game she has now switched to.
I'm going to tune in to your flotation discussion on Hank FM.
As she should.
Generally green, to be fair. Yeah. So yesterday was Pet Bird Day.
Yay.
How about one that's flightless and weighs about 30 pounds? Well,
it's
we're getting there.
It's a dog.
Easy with a skillet. North Texas company is on their way to bringing back the dodo bird.
Aww.
The Avion Genetic Group says they've made a pivotal step toward bringing it back after it went extinct in 1662. This is the same company that's hard at work on reviving other species, like the Tasmanian tiger, the woolly mammoth.
Oh, they're the woolly mammoth people.
Yeah, and the dire wolves.
Which are already successfully hatched or whatever.
Headquartered in Austin. But they also have operations in Melbourne, Boston, and Dallas, which is a little too close for comfort.
So we'll have a Dallas dodo bird. And then you know what the word would be.
What?
The bird.
Everybody's heard
crying
about
out loud.
The bird.
And then speaking of a bird that came back but didn't have to be de-extincted, after 64 years, this rare bird finally returned to Texas 4 days ago. That's the moment it was first spotted around the little town of Nixon, Texas. Unknown private property, an elusive species of bird, last seen since 1961. It is the double-striped thick-knee bird.
Double-striped thick-knee.
The double-striped thick-knee bird.
When everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird mainly stays in Central and South America. And that's why it primarily hasn't been seen here in Texas since 1961. Ornithologists also say it's because it's very self-conscious about its knees and what we've called it, right? I know. It's thick knees.
Kind
They're thick knees.
Yeah.
Big bone.